Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears on WWGH 107.1 FM. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
And here we are off and running on Thursday, September the 3rd, 2020. First day of school for some people, 15 minutes past the hour. We were having a great conversation before we went to break there. I'd like to continue because we have a lot of fun around here and laugh, and it's enjoyable. And sometimes people like it, sometimes people don't. You know, everything is a matter of taste. But we do want to educate. We do want to inform. And I think we've done a really good job of that in the last week in regard to the sheriff's race, having Sheriff Bailey, Matt Bales, the Republican candidate for sheriff, and Chief Bill Collins on in a seven-day period, less than 7 days, about a five-day period. And I was so surprised yesterday to hear from people and have people send me messages letting me know that that had helped them decide who they were going to vote for in the fall. And I appreciate that because I think we were fair to everybody. That was one thing it's one thing you want to do. And it was kind of the conversation I was having with Glenn Coble yesterday, which I think kind of got lost in the weeds somewhere, because I think what happened there yesterday with Glenn, which I appreciated the conversation, was people have very strong feelings. And I'll tell you, I listened to Glenn's show yesterday, which was on after the show that we did. And Glenn had a guest on yesterday, and they started off by talking a little bit about what had happened on the show before, the show that Glenn and I were on. And if you didn't listen, the whole conversation between Glenn and I yesterday was what is news, what is not news. And somehow we got on the topic of the day that President Trump was inaugurated, the crowd size. The point of President Trump saying there were a certain number of people there and it was the biggest inauguration of all time. And I said I did not think that was news to go in and report that maybe those facts were not exactly facts. And Glenn felt that it was news. And I think Glenn took it a little personally. But Glenn and I we like each other, so it's not personal toward each other. I think Glenn is just heavily involved in this election, which I think is great. I think anybody involved in this election is great. I have said that. The Trump supporters who led this caravan through Marion a couple weeks ago, or last week, whenever that was, I think that shows it shows support. You know, you didn't used to see that in politics. But what basically, that was the conversation between Glenn and I, and his guest said something that I thought exactly was right, because his guest said he was having an argument with his wife recently about something similar, and it was, if you're outraged about everything, if you're just outraged about everything that somebody does wrong, then things that are really outrageous get kind of pushed to the side. And I agree with that. And I think that was the point that I was trying to make, is that if I'm not saying at all, listen, we saw, whether you like President Trump or don't like President Trump, it was not the biggest inauguration crowd of all time. It just wasn't. That's checkable. It was a crowd, and that's the way it goes. But to get outraged over that on day one, I think has created this continuous outrage about things that don't mean a whole lot. Now, some people will say that it means something because the president directed people to say that it was the biggest crowd size and so on and so forth, and maybe he did. I don't know. I don't know. I wasn't in the room. But if he did, okay. But is that really one of the big things to get outraged over? Because I look at things like the pandemic. Now, how that's been handled. Now, I think that's reason for outrage, if you have a problem with politics. I know people are certainly getting outraged with the governor about it, and that's life or death. So that's worth out. That's worth getting your anger up. I think the impeachment, whether you believed in it or not, it was something that people considered, certainly the Congress, was breaking the law. And there have only been two other presidents impeached. So it was only the third time in 45 that's ever happened. So that's worth getting outraged over. I don't know that crowd size is worth getting outraged. You can say, oh, that's crazy, oh, that's ridiculous, but that was the point I was trying to make, and that's just what it was. But I certainly appreciate Glenn's opinion, and I appreciated the conversation we had yesterday. Now, if anybody's got anything to say about that, give me a call, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. All right, away we go. Let's see. Oh, there's picture sharing going on the internet right now. I don't know. See, I don't know really what's going on. I don't have time to read. I'm going to read that later on, though. But does anybody have any thoughts on that? Because I think sometimes, and it's not just political, I think sometimes we get outraged about everything. And I don't know that that's necessarily the best use of our time, to get outraged about everything. And again, any thoughts on the sheriff's race? Because I hope that that did some good for some people, and maybe help them decide who they want to vote for sheriff. If it did that, which I heard back from people that it did, I'm very pleased, because I hope the interviews were fair. I hope that they were, I enjoyed all three men. They were fine with me. So there you go. If you have any thoughts, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Give me a buzz. I'd love to hear from you on this. And we heard from a lot of people in hour number one. And also thank Martha Dowse for calling in, and Adam helping with the internet situation. As I say, first day of school for a lot of people today. And I know emotions are running high. It's hard. You know, it seems to be harder. I don't want to gender stereotype here, but it seems to be harder sometimes for mothers than fathers. I'm sure there are some fathers that are very emotional today as well, but it seems to be harder for mothers. But I know a lot of really good mothers, and I think that emotion on the first day of school is the sign of a good mother. I think that that's somebody who really cares, and you miss your kids when they're back in school. And it's been a weird year, because kids have been out for about 6 months now. But you know, I think when you're a good parent, you just have to say, the best thing you can do as a good parent is to let your kids lead their own lives and have their own thing going on. And I'm sure these good mothers know that. So a little bit of emotion today shown on behalf of people, but that's nothing wrong with emotion. All right. What else do we got going on here? Oh, you know, I was so sad let's see here. Because I want to make sure I get this right. I was so sad to hear of Chadwick Boseman, I think is his name, Chadwick Boseman. He was the star of the movie 42, which I have said many times is probably my favorite movie, the story of Jackie Robinson. And Chadwick Boseman portrayed Jackie Robinson in that movie, and he died last weekend at the age of 43 from colon cancer, very, very, very young. And this was such a good actor. And the movie 42 is so good. And if you haven't seen it, I hope you go see it. I hope you find it on the Netflix or the Hulu or wherever it is. I hope you go find 42 and watch it, because it is just one of the greatest movies. And Chadwick Boseman in that movie was tremendous. Was tremendous. It was... the way he portrayed Jackie Robinson was just amazing. And I had no idea he was ill. So Chadwick Boseman gone at 42 or 43. I did want to mention that because it is my favorite movie, and that was very unfortunate. I did not know he had portrayed James Brown, which I eventually learned was that he had also portrayed James Brown in a movie and apparently done it pretty well. So that's an interesting thing I did want to bring up. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Do you have any thoughts on the sheriff's race or the candidates' appearances on these shows? Now, we had we've had them all here. We have certainly enjoyed them. And as I say, yesterday, a few people said that it helped them make up their mind on who they were going to vote for sheriff. Now, in hour number one, we learned that a caller is going to vote for Sheriff Bailey. Now, based on something in one of those interviews I would not have thought about, it was Matt Bales yesterday saying that Democrats have held that position for a long, long time. I forget exactly the number of years he said that's been going on, but that swung it for the caller last hour. Did anything swing it for you? Now, you don't have to tell me who you're voting for, and you don't have to tell me why or what swung it, but it would be interesting to know what you thought of the interviews. Now, this is it. Oh, here we go. Let's take the call, as they say. Go ahead, caller.
Sorry, Scott, it's me once again, but now you want political commentary, so I'll provide that.
No, go right ahead.
I don't live in Marion County, so I can just give you a third-party observer. I've listened to pretty much the entire interview of all three of those gentlemen, the chief and the sheriff and potential sheriff. They're all very well-spoken. I kind of bring up Mary Taylor. We may not agree with everything they say, but they were very gracious and polite. Maybe a certain congressman should take note of that. No names mentioned, but you know who I'm referring to. So I thank all of them for coming on. They were all great. I guess, you know, on a humorous note, their names are kind of similar. I'm sure you brought it up before with Bales and Bailey. Plus, I think with Bailey at the station. So it's like must be a common name in that area. I wasn't quite sure, but I guess, but before I talk a little more, Scott, I mean, this is kind of serious, but you remember Columbus, there were two sheriffs running, both named Smith once, and many people kind of got confused. Do you think there will be any confusion because they do have similar names? I mean, I know it's kind of funny, but it is, seriously, do you think that ever happens when names are similar, that people do get confused as to who is who?
Like the names here that, well, to be honest with you,
Kelly and Bales, they have similar, when I was doing the website, I noticed that also. I know it's kind of humorous, but I think of several years ago, there were two sheriffs in Columbus, both named Smith, who were running. Of course, a common name, but people got confused which one was which. You're not going to confuse Obama and McCain. You're not going to confuse Trump and Biden, but Bales and Bailey are kind of similar names.
Well, Adam,
I know it's kind of funny, but I think that would be a problem. People might get confused as to who is who.
Let me try to get in on this, Adam, that in this particular case, Sheriff Bailey has been here, this would be his fifth term, so he's ran 16 times, and it's B-A-I-L-E-Y. Matt Bales is spelled B-A-Y-L-E-S, and Bales and Bailey, I don't think are similar names, honestly. I don't know that they would be confused.
Okay, that came to mind because I did check the spelling and I made sure it was right on the website because you know how I am with about English. So yeah, I just jokes aside, it kind of comes up. And maybe I'm over dramatizing. In terms of which one I like both of them, and I like the police chief. They've been so gracious, and the mayor. I mean, all these fine people you have on. But I really like Matt Bales. I like the way that he came across. He seems very genuine. He wants to get work. He wants to get his hands dirty. I know Bailey, you know, I can't say I'm expert. I think he's doing a great job. But I think maybe in this case, some new blood might be helpful. And Matt Bales gave me a good feeling. He's very middle of the road. As the other person said, I don't think a political party really matters if you're the sheriff. I don't. Political parties are for national candidates and Congress people.
Adam, I
like the way Matt Bales came across. He seemed very genuine.
Okay. Before I let you go here, Adam, because I wasn't, I guess maybe I blacked out for a minute, but somebody sent me a note here. Did you mention Bailey at the station?
Well, yeah, that kind of came across, too. It's like, well, we have a Bailey at the station.
Oh, no, oh, no.
It's like it's a name they just get floats around a bit. And since it's not as common, I just thought they had similar names, which was kind of interesting. But I find those... I'm someone who finds interest in humor in that kind of stuff, too. So maybe it's not as big of a deal, but I just thought that was just some food for thought.
Well, you know, at this point, I'm not sure about that, but, you know, I would probably say at this point, I don't think we have somebody here at the station named that, but I'll check the Rolodex.
Okay, well, let's look at Bailey Quarters at WKRP, because she's a well-known fictional Ohio radio person, so just in case we have a Bailey, I don't know, I can't keep track of everything. So.
I know, but you do a good job, Adam, and I appreciate your opinion.
But I want to publicly thank all three of them, because I liked all of them. I'm not saying I don't like Tim Bailey. Again, I'm not claiming to be an expert, but Matt Bales gave me a good feeling, and I think he is genuine. And this is the case, too, where it's not like the presidential election, or, you know, it's no secret, I'm not thrilled with either of them. I would think whoever wins, it's a choice. It's the choice of two candidates. And when I do drive through Marion County, I have the pleasure of driving in your great city. I'm always protected by a sheriff and his staff who do a good job and love their job and understand that they may get a bad rap for being in law enforcement, but I'm behind them and I support them.
All right. Adam, thank you.
Have a good day, Scott.
Now remember, Adam can be heard Monday morning, 10 a.m. to 11 a.m. on Mid-Morning Coffee Break with Adam Lepp, and then on Tuesday and Thursday from 2 to 3 p.m. With the Adam the Computer Guy show. So there you go. Now, here's the thing. I don't know about the names. It's Bailey. That's our sheriff, and he's been here for 16 years. And then we have Bayles. That's Matt Bales. So I don't really know if people will get confused about that. I don't see that happening. Heavens knows I've never been confused in that particular situation. But who knows? Phone lines are open, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Give me a buzz here. Would love to hear from you. What did you make of the whole situation, and why is my internet not working properly? And Adam gave a tip in hour number one about why my internet might not be working properly, and we also had somebody send a message in. But honest to goodness, you know, here I am trying to do things at home, trying to get things done, and I can't because the internet's moving so slow, and for some reason it's always moving slow at night, and we don't understand this. Drives you nuts. You know, because when you got to get something done, you got to get something done. Now, I was going to tell a little story about last night because I had balloons on my hand. I was walking around with balloons on my hand. I think it's my new life as a clown, to be honest with you. But I don't even know if I'm going to get into that at this particular point because it was such an odd circumstance. But I had helium balloons tied to my wrist last night, multicolored helium balloons. Walking around, that is a weird situation, to be honest with you. But I soldiered through it last night. I'm getting reports that other people's internet was not working either. What's going on? Are all the kids on their Chromebooks at like 8 or 9 o'clock? What is going on there? Something is odd. Now, let's see here. We talked about the actor from 42. By the way, see 42. If you haven't seen 42, such a good movie. Sorry to hear the passing of Chadwick Boseman. Again, any thoughts on the sheriffs or the interviews or any feelings you had about that? Anything about the first day of school? First day of school, interesting time in people's life. I remember my first day of school. This was like, when was my first day of school? Probably kindergarten would have been about 20 years ago. And I remember having to bring in the packets. Remember you brought in the manila paper and the white paper, and you brought in the glue, and you brought in the scissors, and you had your own little basket in the classroom. It's a whole thing. But it's all different now. See, now it's all Chromebooks and laptops. Whole different world. out there. But I remember the first day of school very well, kindergarten, about 20 years ago now, so quite a bit of time. Labor Day is coming up. Does anybody have any big Labor Day plans? We've made it through Memorial Day. We've made it through the 4th of July, and this is our last big cookout celebratory time this coming Monday, Labor Day. We haven't talked much about that. Give me a buzz here, 740-383-9944. Any big things going on for Labor Day? You know, and I'm pretty sure I'm having the Labor Day thing because I've been doing it for years, just like the 4th of July and the Memorial Day thing. What is something good to cook on Labor Day? Because, you know, for Memorial Day, I went with the typical hamburgers and hot dogs. And then on the 4th of July, I'm trying to remember what I tried to feed people, but I don't think it was hamburgers and hot dogs. I think I got away from the hamburgers and hot dogs on the 4th of July. I know I had hamburgers and hot dogs on Memorial Day. Maybe I did hamburgers and hot dogs again on the 4th of July, but I thought I went another route. Or as they say in Kentucky, route. I don't know. And does anybody know what was going on over at Harding? What was going on over at Harding yesterday? Like 12:30 in the afternoon, I could not drive by the place. It was like being in New York traffic. You're not supposed to run into New York traffic in Marion, Ohio. What is going on with that? Oh, by the way, I'm being told now. Being told that I aged myself by talking about my school supplies. Apparently, they don't buy that paper anymore. Now, I know they still have white paper, but do they still have the manila paper? That manila paper was very important. See, the manila paper was the junk paper. That was the paper you could just, like, freehand on. Now, we save the white paper for final works of art. But the manila paper, you could do anything with that. You finger paint, do whatever you want with the manila paper. But the white paper was something you were going to take home, you were going to post in the hallway. That was a very important thing. But apparently, I've aged myself because they don't do that anymore. I did not know that. So what do kids take to school now on the first day? I see them selling these kits. I guess I've never busted one open to see what's in a school kit. Does anybody know what's in a school kit that you take to school now? What's in that thing? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Or do you have any opinions on, like I say, the sheriff's race, which I think is fascinating, and that particular one because we've talked about it here. Also, how do you feel about outrage, being outraged about everything? It can happen. People have an outrage meter that is a little higher than maybe it was before. And I don't know how that happened. I don't know how people got so outraged. Started to get so outraged all the time. I think it's continuous outrage. And I'm being told, first of all, I just got a message. Now, here's how awful people are. Let me tell you. Okay, the person who just told me that nobody buys that school paper anymore and that's me dating myself in life, they're telling me it was 33 years ago. Okay, first of all, that paper was not being passed out 33 years ago because when I was in kindergarten 20 years ago, that would be minus 13, they had that paper. I remember it very well. I remember taking that paper in. That was a big, big thing. So you can't say that they did not have that paper, you know, 33 years ago. Well, maybe they had it 33 years ago, but they had it 25 years ago as well. I think that's a little bit of a false statement in my opinion. But people are entitled to their own opinion. You know, and that's another thing we've got to learn in society. People are entitled to their own opinion. People are going to do what they're going to do. We've got to learn to accept that. We've got to learn to accept that people are going to do what we're going to do. The only people we can control are ourselves. And that's just the way it is. You can't control everybody. Now, you can have an opinion on what other people are doing. You can try to persuade. You can try to offer an opinion. But you can't change it. The only things you can change are things that you are doing. What other people are doing, that's on them. So that's the way it goes. Unfortunately, for some people. All right. You know, I'm looking forward to Labor Day. We won't be on the air, by the way, Labor Day morning. I'm looking forward to it. I like Labor Day because Labor Day, honestly, Memorial Day is very tied into the grave sites and decorating those. And, of course, the 4th of July is tied into fireworks and Independence Day. But Labor Day is not really tied into anything. No, it's supposed to be a holiday to celebrate labor and unionizing and things of that nature. But it's really not. It's turned into something else completely. It's really turned into nothing. We just say it's Labor Day and we get a day off of whatever we're doing. So it's one of those things. Oh, I'm seeing that some people do not get Labor Day off. I'm sorry to hear that. Well, I guess it's only proper, though, that some people labor on Labor Day. Maybe that's apropos. Oh, here's something. I can tell this story. Now, and I'll just do it this way. I have a friend. Let me tell you what kind of friend I am. I have a friend who, let's see, when did this all start? What has started, I think, Tuesday night. Tuesday night, I had a friend who told me they were not feeling well. Now, this was not like a cold or anything. It was, they were having, like, heartburn, that sort of thing, but it was abnormal heartburn. So I said to this person, I said, you know, you really need to get this checked out because you don't want to have any kind of issue, and if this is abnormal, you really should, you know, work on that. So yesterday came, and I said, you really need to go to the ER. You really need to go to the ER. You need to get checked out. And if it's nothing, they'll say, okay, it's nothing, and you can leave, and that's fine. Well, I don't know that it turned out to be something, but I know there are some follow-up tests now. So I'm glad that this person had the wherewithal and the good sense to get checked out. I think sometimes people don't do that. And that's unfortunate, because it's always better to be safe than sorry. You don't want to end up being sorry, especially with medicals. You know, you never know what's around the corner, and it's interesting. Oh, by the way, tomorrow's Friday. Can you believe that? And it's getting ready for the big Labor Day weekend. Now, I'm only going to talk about this for a minute, as we're 42 minutes past the hour here. Tomorrow's the Exchange Club from 12 to 1. And all I'm saying is at this point, I think we'll have a normal Exchange Club. And I think it'll be fun because there's a lot to talk about, to be honest with you. There's a lot to talk about tomorrow morning in regard to not only things going on in the world, but just back to school and things of that nature. So I think we're going to have a normal Exchange Club tomorrow, but I really don't know. But I have appreciated. Now, let me say this, because basically I'm talking about two people here, two friends, girls. Well, and I guess let me get into this. And I know some people are probably tired of hearing me talk about this, but here's what I want to say about this particular issue, is that 99% of the time, these girls are nice. They listen to the show. They're responsive. You know, I appreciate it. They're good, nice, good-hearted people. But I feel sometimes they feel like I'm giving them a bad reputation, which I don't really think I am. I think I'm being kind and considerate and my normal self. So we've had a lot of opinions on this, which I find interesting. Now we have the one caller who says, you know, you just need to take charge and deal with this situation, be the leader. And then we had a caller the other day who said that I put them on a pedestal. And I think this is true. If there's ever been anything true in life, it's that I put them on a pedestal. But I try to put a lot of people in my life on a pedestal. I want people to feel good about themselves. This is my goal in life. I want people to be happy and feel good about themselves. So, yeah, I think I'm right there in putting people on a pedestal. And I also think that overall, this is just miscommunication, as I've said before. But I don't think we'll have miscommunication tomorrow. I have a good feeling about tomorrow that everything's going to come off hunky-dory, and it'll all be smooth sailing tomorrow afternoon from 12 to 1. Now, of course, I'll be here in the morning from 8 to 10, so if there's any trouble, I'll fill you in that from 8 to 10 there's been trouble. But I really don't think there will be tomorrow. So pay attention for that, our ongoing drama on Fridays. All right. Any thoughts on anything this morning? We had great feedback in hour number one. We thank Martha Dowse for calling, Adam for calling, our third caller for calling this morning, talking about the sheriff's race. I think it's all fascinating. It really is. So if anybody has anything to say, give me a buzz. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Don't forget, On the Air with Glenn Coble today from 10 a.m. until 12 noon. And then we have a Swap Shop today, which somebody already inquired this morning when Swap Shop was on. So that's a good sign. Swap Shop will be on from 12:15 until 1, a place where you can sell your stuff you don't want anymore. And then the Adam the Computer Guy show will be on today from 2:10 until 3 p.m. So tune in to all of those shows and everything else here on WWGH. And again, I do want to thank the sheriff candidates for coming in. And both coming in within a week of each other, which I think really gave us a panoramic view of both candidates. And as I said yesterday, I got a lot of feedback that it had helped people make up their decision on who they were going to vote for sheriff, and I appreciate that, because I think both Sheriff Bailey, I can't speak for them, but I think both Sheriff Bailey and I think Matt Bales both felt okay about how the interviews came off. I don't think anybody was unhappy. I don't think Bill Collins was unhappy with how the interview came off. So I think they all were okay with what had been put over the air, and obviously what had been put over the air helped people make their decision on who they're going to vote for sheriff on November 3rd. And this particularly weird year, that's it may be a big help to people, because we're not really sure how the rest of this year is going to play out. We know it's pandemic city right now. But, you know, I heard that rumor yesterday that maybe by October 1st that schools will be back to 5 days a week. Now, that could be a rumor. I have nothing to back that up, to be honest with you. And I was wondering if anybody had heard anything even similar to that. But I had heard that from a few people, and I can't imagine that it's true. But, you know, you never know. Give me a call, 740-383-9944, and let me know, how are your kids and grandkids and all the people involved adjusting to going back to school? How has that been going? I know a lot of people's first day was today, and, you know, it's got to be weird going 2 days a week when you're used to going five. And it's got to be super weird for the kids who are just starting out, who have not gone to school before. Because, you know, I think they're going to get a perspective on how often you go to school that is a little bit blurred, because you certainly go to school more than 2 days a week, usually 5 days a week. But however long this goes on, maybe it'll be this way. It's interesting also that when we had Tracy Kinsler on Tuesday, that she talked about how things were getting better number-wise, that we were now down to a yellow county. Well, maybe the mask thing's working. I've heard so many people say that if you wear the mask, if we just all wore the mask for like a month, I think is what I heard, that this would all be eradicated because it's a viral illness. Now, maybe that's true. I don't know. It seems that the masks are making some progress, or progress, however you'd like to say it. Something's causing the numbers to take a dip, because we certainly had a huge, huge, huge spike in the numbers in July and in August. But then again, you know, schools are back in session now, and people are playing sports on Friday night, and here we're going into Labor Day. Is that going to cause a change? Is that going to cause things to go in the opposite direction? I really don't know. You know, we certainly have not seen the reports from that as of yet, but we will. It took a while. You remember when we opened things back up in the beginning of June? It took till like July to see those numbers really rise. And I would hate to see these numbers go on the rise in early October. You know, we talked about Halloween with Tracy, and basically it's all dependent on how we handle the next bit of time. It's all real. It's crucial. And we're hearing from people now who feel like the numbers are going to go up again. And they very well might. And if they do, I can guarantee that's going to cause panic like it did the last time. Not as much panic as in the beginning, because I think we're becoming more used to this. But I think the panic that it will cause will be, should schools be in session? Should people be playing high school sports? Should people be going door to door for Halloween? I think that'll be the questions that a spike would leave at this particular point. But we can all be positive, we can all think positive, and hope that that doesn't happen. Because I think, you know, when you hit, fall is such a great time. When the weather finally does change, and it gets cool out, and we can all shut off the air conditioning, and we can be outside a little more, and the leaves change on the trees, people are going to want to be outside doing things. And we're going to head into the holiday season. And the holiday season is very important to a lot of people. That's a lot of interaction with a lot of family members, and you only get it once a year, and everybody talks about it being a special time. And if we see a number spike, I think that's going to alter that in a way that maybe we do not want to see. And, you know, a lot of people feel that sports will cause the numbers to go up. And what effect will that... I'm still waiting for the first... Do you remember in the beginning of this pandemic when we were waiting for the first cases to come to Marion? Do you remember there was a time when we had no reported cases, and then the first case got reported, and that was a big, big deal. And I get the feeling that's what's going on right now with the schools in this county. All five school districts and all five sports teams. Or all five schools that produce sports teams. I think we're all just waiting for that shoe to drop. It's only been back for a fairly short period of time. You know, football just started last Friday night. School just started on Monday. Some schools just started today. Or some kids just started today back to school. So I think when that drops, and heaven forbid it's an outbreak, you know, these outbreaks, that's become an interesting term, because that seems to happen in prisons and nursing homes. Prisons and nursing homes. And I think it's because people are in close confines. Now, I would think that even though schools have split up the population and they've spaced out the desks, that there still is close confines in schools. And certainly at football games and sporting events. So the long-term effect that that will have is really going to be something we'll have to see about. Now, I'm there with everybody else thinking the best. I hope it doesn't happen. I hope we get no reports. I hope that there are no outbreaks. There are no cases. And we just move on nice and peacefully. But I don't know if that's possible. Does anybody have any thoughts on this? Do you think we're going to get through unscathed in this whole sport and school situation. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. If you got any opinion, call in. We've still got about 5.5 minutes left in the program today. Certainly would love to hear from you. 740-383-9944. Now, don't forget. Now, here's something for you. Don't forget tomorrow. We had a request last Friday to get back to the Family Feud, which we have not played for a while on this station. So, I did last night print out some more Family Feud questions, so tomorrow we will be going back to the Family Feud at some point, maybe around 10 o'clock, maybe earlier, I don't know, we may start from 8 to 10, depending on what's going on tomorrow, but the Family Feud will be back tomorrow, and we will be back to playing it, so make sure you tune in tomorrow if you were a fan of that, and we have a lot of interesting categories to do in regard to the Family Feud, which will make that a lot of fun. All right. Let's see here. You know, I'm getting some interesting facts here. I'm not sure what this means. Do you know that you can't pay more than 3 times your balance on your electric bill? I don't know what that means. Like you want to, okay, I get what's going on. Okay, you want to pay more up front. I don't know. Maybe they figure that if an electric box blows up or something like that, that there could be some kind of problem. I guess that's what that's about. I really wouldn't know what else that would mean. I don't think a lot of people will let you pay in advance. They'll let you pay for a certain amount in advance, but I think a lot of it is also we don't know how much electric you're going to use, even if you're on a budget. You know, that whole budgeting system is kind of interesting because I have seen those budgets change. Even when you're in the middle of a budget plan, I've seen those budgets change. I really never did the budgeting system when it came to gas or electric until recently, and, you know, they gave me a gas budget. So I started paying that budget amount, and then in the middle of that, my budget dropped, like $5. So I don't know what causes that or what brings that on. I'm sure it's some kind of figure that they have, but who knows? 57 minutes past the hour. Don't forget, On the Air with Glenn Coble coming up 10 to noon today, and then Swap Shop from 12 to 1. And we did have a, we actually had a message this morning that somebody was at a local business this morning and wanted to know when Swap Shop was on. So they are aware of it, Glenn. They're aware of it. Did you hear the thing I was saying yesterday about our conversation? Yeah, I liked, well, we had that conversation yesterday, and I heard most of your show yesterday with Mike, and I thought he said it exactly right, because you were talking about our conversation, that you can't get outraged about everything. If you get outraged about everything, then everything's an outrage. And that's, I think, the point that I was trying to move toward yesterday in regard to that particular subject we were having.
Yeah, but you do it in such a mean way.
I know, such a mean way. Well, that's my tendency in life, is to do it in such a mean way. But yeah, I do. I think it's interesting because the earlier comparison I made was, I think obviously people are outraged about the way the pandemic has been handled, and that's one you should be outraged about. And I think people are outraged about the impeachment. I think there was some outrage there, and that's valid because that had to do with laws. But I think when people get outraged about things like crowd size, I think it takes the edge off other outrages. But that's just my opinion.
I didn't get outraged about the crowd size. I just thought it was an obvious tell.
Oh, I think you... I'm not saying you should not report it. I just thought the way it was reported was very strange. It kind of reminded me of how they would report... If you are running stories on somebody 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, which a lot of these news channels were doing, you are coming up with stories someday. Now, some days you do have very valid stories. But, like, I don't care about the stories when the president yells at a reporter. You know, presidents have had bad relationships with reporters for years. Dwight Eisenhower used to talk about hitting reporters in the shins with his cane.
Well, you interviewed one that was
Oh, Helen.
What's her name?
Helen Thomas. Yes. Helen Thomas and George W. Bush had a horrible relationship. And she called him the worst president who ever lived until that point. And she got put in the back of the room and never got called on. So when I see a report like President Trump mean to CNN reporter, now I think that's not... Well, why? I mean, especially if it's CNN running the report, I think that's not newsworthy.
You and I agree on that. Absolutely. Yeah. I mean, they wouldn't be in the news business if they didn't expect somebody to get mad at them.
Right, right. And the only thing with crowd size that I will say, why I find that to be a trivial story, is because there's, and again, I understand the impact that the man might not have been honest about it, but it didn't impact anybody's life. There's nothing impactful about that. But pandemic, yes. Impeachment, there have only been three presidents ever impeached out of the 40. That's impactful. People, the stimulus bill right now, that's a great story that people should be following. But another trivial story that I saw this morning, Nancy Pelosi and where she gets her hair done.
That's ridiculous.
But that's a story today. that's a lead story today. Well, on real news sites.
The next thing you know, they're going to ask where you and I get our hair done.
Well, but it's because, okay, let's be honest, just like the crowd size, it is hypocritical for her to go to a place after she's preaching about, you know, wearing masks and businesses being shut down. It's a little hypocritical for her to do what she did, go to this place without a mask and do whatever. But you know what? It doesn't impact anything. It's a stick-it-to-you story, just like, to me, the crowd size was a stick-it-to-you story. These things, let's not get outraged about everything. Let's save the outrage for the real outrage. And hairdos, I don't think, make the cut. But I'm done, and Glenn can... Oh, you're going to read The Lorax today.
Yeah.
So this will be good.
Later this morning, I'm going to read The Lorax, and I'm going to give people a chance to hear a lot of trivia about Dr. Seuss.
Dr. Seuss, the legendary Dr. Seuss. All right, I'm going to be out of here. I'll be back tomorrow morning starting at 8, and I'll be here till 1 tomorrow. And Glenn Coble will take you through 1 o'clock today. Don't forget, Swap Shop, 12:15 to 1 p.m., and the Adam the Computer Guy show today, 2 to 3. Stay tuned.
And at WWGH1071.com. Go to the website for archive shows dating back to the beginning of 2016. Also listen to us on any mobile device by downloading the free TuneIn app and searching WWGH. Thanks for listening. Programming on WWGH Radio 107.1 FM is supported by CRT Mechanicals. Address 2842 Marion Waldo Road. Telephone number 740-225-4495. CRTMichaels.com.
Hey everybody, it's Pastor Steve Whitaker from the